All right, here we go. Welcome to Wake in the Future. I am Pat.
What's up, guys? I'm Joel. Thank you for tuning in. Today is November the 11th, the year 2022. So 11-11-2022 for all you number people. I'm sure that
11-11-22.
I'm sure it means something.
Oh yeah, guaranteed.
All these ones and twos. So we have no idea what we're going to cover this morning with a little bit of an idea.
Yeah, a little bit.
But as always, I'm sure some people will love it, and some people will tell us what we were supposed to do and say. So it'll That's be cool. A typical waking the future episode. But you know, obviously, we get the election going on, because that's really going to change things. And what else? We got Biden saving us $16. He's saving us $800 a year, apparently, which I don't really understand. You know, their maths are really not too good. When how anybody can say we're saving $800 a year? What he's even saving us $800 a year on? What, $16 per family? Less than that, actually, is 52 weeks, not 50. But
here's how they're able to say this. Me, I have an IQ of 375, Joel. See, I just said it. You know,
exactly.
There's about as much truth behind what I just said as anything that they're talking about.
To say that any American is, you know, and through a series of fortunate events over the past year, my buying power is actually better. Okay, so I just because of fortunate jobs and raises and
you mean your ability to buy is better, but your buying power is fucking decimated, just like everybody else's. I mean, because our dollars are worth like 50% less this year than they were.
Exactly. But if you look at you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But like right now, like people are struggling.
And dude.
The fact that, you know, Biden can come on and say anything like that, and you know, Pat brought up an interesting point with Fox News, how they're no different.
I opened, so Joel sent me an article, guys, right? So it's basically the title of this article is Biden says his economic plan is showing results, vows to fight inflation. We're on the right track. So yesterday some numbers came out, and actually I only know I was back and forth a little bit with my brother. So basically, in the crypto world, he follows crypto world a lot, and in the crypto world, one of the exchanges, I think it's FTX, is basically being liquidated. Like 50,000 Bitcoin, I think, were sold off because you know, they had to cover their losses, basically, and all the rest. And so basically, what we watched is the crypto markets really took they were decimated the other day. They fucking, like, as if they couldn't have gotten worse, they got worse. And then yesterday they started to recover a little bit. And he's like, yeah, that's because inflation is at like 7.5% now or something like that. And here's how it all works. As you guys all know, is the government, you know, when they track inflation, they don't actually include anything that we, the plebs, end up needing in our day-to-day lives. So, you know, fuel and foods and, you know, all the different commodities, none of that stuff is actually rolled into how they get their inflation numbers. So when Biden comes out and he says, hey, we're on the right track and hey, things are going much better, well, you know, technically he's not lying to us, because when you look at the official data, there are no lies involved, but the official data is just a complete and total farce to begin with. So really all we have to do is just continue to call them out and let them know that, hey, you're absolutely full of shit and this is it. The question comes though, Joel, is why do we see a rebound in things like the crypto markets on a day like yesterday when an absolute lie comes out? Well, it's because people buy into it, or is it because they know that the lie is going to be bought into, or, you know, it just keeps going. And it's amazing to me that, you know, we're watching the value of our money go down, down, down. The cost of everything's up. You know, that's how it works. You're lucky at this particular time where, you know, you're doing better, right? A lot of people out
Well,
there aren't. And I'm not, you know, no bash at you or anything like that. But how long before, you know, things start to really boil over the top? And here we are, we're going into the winter, obviously. So, you know, you have added expenses thrown at people. You know, time to start getting things ready. If you hadn't already, you know, people should be ready by now, you know, as
If
far
you're
as
starting to get things ready, in my opinion, like you haven't been paying attention, like
exactly.
and that's where I'm at with so many people, and that's the use of their crypto world, their TV, their all of this other stuff, because winter's approaching, right? Winter's coming. It's July, August, September, and now we're still watching the Kardashians or the baseball playoffs or the crypto market. Or we're just so busy in day-to-day life, right? Like we all are. You were last night with your daughter. You know, we got family stuff. We're constantly busy, and that's what they do. And it's crazy, because looking, I'm not gonna sit here say that things don't seem like the boiling water definitely seems closer to the top than in a lot of times past. We know that the dollar, we know that their money system, it's not sustainable. It's not sustainable forever. We do know that. Am I worried about it? Do I see a complete collapse in the dollar? No. But it's one of those things. It's just, when we say the Truman Show, it truly is the Truman Show. It's like that infomercial, like when you can't when the if you fall asleep on the couch, right, and the infomercial is on, and the remote control is out of reach, and you're too lazy to get up, and it's just repeat infomercial, right? Repeat, and that's all we see. And it's obviously it can't say it's not designed that way. If it wasn't designed that way, well, wouldn't be that way.
Well, I mean, well, that's the thing, you know. I mean, so basically, his big thing these days, Biden, right, when it comes to this whole inflation and everything else, is how we're paying less for gasoline, you know. So basically, what we all know, what we watched happen. And it's interesting because for the last about a week and a half now, I've actually watched the prices go back up, and I know everybody else has been seeing it. You know, but you know, gas isn't added, right? Food isn't added. None of these things are added in to actually come up with the inflation. So really, to put a, you know, to put a guess out there as to what the true inflation numbers really are, I mean, it's, you know, 20%, 25%. You know, do we add 10, 15% on to whatever official numbers they show us? Really, it's kind of interesting because, you know, something like buying coffee, right? So my girl will buy her coffee pods off of Amazon, right? So I think it was 1 year ago, it was like $20 for the particular one she gets, right? Now, $37.
Yeah,
So
that's a 90.
in 1 year,
It's like
90 plus percent, right? So, you know, we're watching, and that's, you know, they're coffee pods. Like, that's something you can very easily eliminate from your life, and you just brew fucking coffee, right? But, you know, it's one of those things, she enjoys it. And you know, how long before we all stop buying those types of things, right?
Well, we
So,
shouldn't have been buying them to
well,
begin
we
with,
shouldn't have been to begin with.
and that's
You're
part of
right.
their system. That's
But
part of the
what I'm
whole.
saying is right now we still have a lot of people that are buying these things that you can very obviously go without, right? So, you know, it's like, hey, do you need to use a Keurig coffee pot? Fuck no. You buy a coffee pot, you brew some damn coffee, right? But so many people, that's just what they do. And what we'll start to see is people will start to find ways to not use those things. They'll stop buying those things. You know, maybe Amazon, well, I doubt Amazon will take any sort of a hit, unfortunately. It's funny, I don't use Amazon. I can't get her to stop using Amazon. You know, it's like one of those, things where it's like, and is it wrong? Of course, Amazon's, but at the same time, we have to do what we have to do to save money on things. So I don't even argue, any of the points with her on that, because it's just kind of like, hey, you know what? Do what you got to do. If it's saving money, it's saving money, because that's where we're at. But how long before people really start to eliminate all of these types of things out of their budgets, right? I bumped into a buddy of mine at the gym the other day. He owns a construction business in the Milford area here, Joel. And I asked him, I'm like, so you, are you staying busy? Because I know he doesn't touch towns that don't border the town where he works, right? Like, it's an interesting thing. He's got like four or five towns that he works, doesn't go outside of that like 5, 6 miles, dude. He's like, I'm busier now than I've ever been. So people are still spending tons of money on remodels and things like that. He does a lot of exterior decks and things like that. Basically, I'm like, well, just keep me posted. If you start to see anything start to slow down, or if maybe you start to have any jobs start to get canceled come springtime that you have scheduled in, because I'm keeping a close eye on it with my company as well, because ultimately those are the things that we need to start watching for as well, is, when will people stop spending the extra money on aesthetics, things like that, right? When will people stop buying these extra things? Because if things are getting as bad as, others are saying they are, Joel, we should start to see these things, no?
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean,
You're
we've
in
seen it.
construction still, you build things and you're busier than you guys have ever been, right?
We're
So
busier than we've ever been. The other thing too is, I'm talking to the commercial construction guys in the city. The city of Boston is booming right now. There is not a union worker, as my buddy said, on the bench.
yeah,
They
that's a
are
lot of
using.
government money, so that's easy to come across.
But does it tie into, what they say? I don't know where they're getting all the people for all these condos in the city of Boston, right? I do not.
Yeah,
But they're
makes me
bringing them
wonder.
in. They're bringing them in. Now, I don't fall into the, dystopian,
Well, you don't have to. It's happening in front of
world
your
economic
eyes.
forum, because it is. You go into the city of Boston and it's the renters' revolution, right? This idea to get everything away from from personal individual property to the state. That's all it
That's
is. I
it,
mean,
man.
it's all the
You
state,
don't have to talk to smart cities or anything like that. All you have to do is just look
no,
at the
right.
reality of this is what they're doing. But you make a good point, Joel, is where are the people? Where are they getting the people, right? Are they all the illegals coming in over the border? Are they this? Are they that? Or are people actually from the suburbs migrating in? Where are all the people coming? Because they're these buildings, they're not small buildings, guys. You guys, anybody who lives in or near a city understands what we're talking about. These are gigantic, housing units, basically apartments, right? So where are all the people coming from? Boston's already a very jam-packed city for anybody who's ever been. So, but we're watching the World Economic Forum. You'll own nothing and like it
Well,
happen
the other
right before
thing,
our very eyes. Everybody's watching
exactly.
it. It's interesting there.
And the other thing that's wild, Pat, is the I was working at a I think it was 26 story condo unit in Cambridge,
Yep.
right? And so
Cambridge is a miserable place.
so you've got two these units, half are government subsidies, so it's very probably
Diversity,
income
baby.
controlled or whatnot. And then it's the same apartment building, the same exact apartment, the $5,000 a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
$5,000 to say I
That's
live in
cheap, actually,
Cambridge.
man. That's cheap.
Not, dude, it's a shoebox.
Yeah,
It's a shoebox. But it's
but
just
you're in
wild.
Cambridge, man.
Exactly. Like
See, Somebody, so any normal person's gonna be like,
I
yeah,
tried
you're
paying
in
my boss
Cambridge, dude.
to
Like,
not have to
whoa.
go to work.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
tried to pay him to not go to
Yeah,
work. Like,
you're like,
it's
here,
so
I'm gonna
miserable.
sign my check back to you. Just let me stay home. How long will
Anywhere
this
you
cover me for?
have Harvard and MIT,
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
like okay, like
Yeah.
that
But
says it all right there.
that's a great point as well, Joel. You know, is how long does the diversity actually go on for before people might say, you know what, I'm good. Like if you live and you're paying $5,000 for a tiny ass little apartment, right? And the person next door to you is not paying maybe half of that and being subsidized. How long before, you know, probably never, unfortunately, in a place like Cambridge, but that's exactly the thing, you know. So it's right now we see all this booming stuff happening in the city. A lot of that, anything union related, is typically going to be funded through government, just because, you know, whatever. But hey, take the money while you can get it, is how I figure it, because, you know, there's going to come a time where you might not be able to get those, you know, subsidized union gigs and things like that. It's funny, I see a lot of posts about the union stuff, Joel. Oh, yeah, you know, I make XYZ amount of money, you know, on my union. Cool. Save as much of it as you can, do whatever you can with it, because there'll come a time where, you know, you might not be able to make
Well,
those
yeah,
wages.
and that's the other thing I want
You
to
know,
talk
who
about
knows?
that
Sure.
with winter come up and where I've been real, where I've been a lot more since 2020. I've been doing a lot more preparing and have so right. So now over time, right? So now you're talking since 2020. Let's just keep it simple. 150 weeks, I've spent 10, 15, 20, $30 extra, right, on stuff. So what do I do now? Now I'm using stuff from 3 years ago, right? So I'm able to offset
You
some
rotate,
stuff,
yeah.
and you know, and that's why we've been pushing it since 2020. You know, I had a conversation with a friend last night. Like he's like, it's so. I go, I told you, I told you in 2020. He's like, yeah, but you know, I'm like, yeah, but nothing. Yeah, but nothing. Like the fact that, and it's, you know, I try to have compassion for people, and I try to be, and I always try to be there for people no matter what, under any circumstances. Like I'm not here to, you know, berate you for all the mistakes you made, but at the same time, out of my breath is like, smile up. Just have a clue. Just a clue. I'm not even asking you to like even have a
Well,
vaguest idea of what's going on. I just want you to have a clue.
if this week has shown anybody anything, it's that people won't smarten up. You know,
No.
once again, here we are, you know, the midterm selections is a great example of it. Now, mind you, most of you guys watching right now probably don't fall into this category, so don't, you know, think that I'm calling you guys out on it. But go to Twitter if you really want to find out how fucking stupid the masses are. And I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it just like that. This is how fucking stupid they are. Oh, the conservatives, they should have won, but you know, the liberals, they just cheat. Really? Fucking really? Sorry, I can't help but swear and be, you know, like, what the hell about that? Because are we really as a society that stupid? Or is it the actual brainwash, manipulation, indoctrination showing through, right? Because was there a time where voting made a difference? In my opinion, no. No, there wasn't. There was a system designed and set up to run its course, and the illusion was always there that we could keep things in check or maybe make some changes. And of course, yes, change happens, right? You know, and that's a given, right? When you go and you know, you allow for these people to continue to stay in offices, right? Yeah, change is going to happen. But the change is they're going to take more and more and more, and you're going to lose more and more and more, because if I take something, I need to take it from something, right? From somewhere or from someone. And that's what they've done.
Guys.
But we live in a world, Joel, where we're literally watching people get angry and upset over the same damn thing that happens every couple of years. And it's like, wait a minute, we're really still playing these games. So yeah, you know, when somebody says, oh my God, I can't believe it, And you're like, dude, I told you, I warned you. That's because they
Exactly.
don't
Well, that's
hear it.
just it.
They don't want to. Sorry.
On a side note, dude, I do want to say, look at this bad boy. I found this. This is a book that I found in the library where I work. It just people drop off donations and books, and
Okay.
it's from 1897.
Nice.
Okay, Burke's speech on conciliation. Okay, so first thing anybody out there, first thing I would want to do is look up 1897 definition of conciliation. That's the
Okay.
first thing I would do. But I think Rachel told me she did a little bit of background, and of course I sent it right over to her.
Yeah.
I think this was a New York Times editor or author or both, but the it's interesting. So we got social conditions, political conditions, and then it goes into some court cases.
Okay.
Some big bad. So, but this stuff is, if we want to know what things were like in 1897, don't go on Google or the internet. Go find a book. And nobody wants to read books. Nobody, everybody wants to tell me how things were from a 15-minute video that they watched on a particular subject. And it's mind-boggling. And this will, and Rachel, she's like, she's got so much information, and but this is I can't wait to read this it because it's coming from the mainstream. It's coming from the New York Times, somebody at the New York Times in 1897. I'm sure they were allowed to have a little bit more of a free thought in those days. You know, we can't get to this point. You don't get to where we are today without very slow progression.
Well,
Okay,
of
you
course.
know, you don't just wake up and say, you know, you don't get to where we are today. And you can see it by studying history, by studying actual writings and what was going on in those
Right.
days. That's how we figure it out.
Yeah. No, 100%, man. 100%, all I can say is we'll obviously we're going to continue to see this stuff, guys. Joel and I are going to continue to bring on you guys to have great conversations about whatever it is you guys want to talk about.
Need some newbies, guys.
We'll get some, please do, guys. Email us, wakeinthefuture@protonmail.com. It's funny, Joel. Last night I was going back through old emails. And there's actually a couple that I start up to kind of give myself a reminder on who to reach back out to. There was a couple of people that I wanted to reach back out to. Guys, if we were in contact, maybe we stopped and you're still watching, just say shoot us a WhatsApp email, to say, hey, even if you don't want to come on, but anybody who wants to come on and join us, guys, come on and join us. We're always looking for that. We were supposed to have somebody come on this morning with us. She had to postpone it for a week, which is totally cool. We got a couple more coming up next week. We got somebody coming up Sunday morning. But we want to continue to hear from you guys because different points of view is always good. Different conversations is what we tend to like here is it opens our minds. It keeps us kind of moving forward. What was the other thing? Because it
Yeah,
couldn't have been that
well,
important. Because there was
you
one other.
forgot.
What? Email, guys. Email, email, email.
The other thing too is kind of, you know, I enjoy throwing in the keeping it real aspect. You know, what's going on, where you are, you know, what's going on. I want to definitely get Dee Dee on for an update
Yeah,
and
dude.
over and
That's another
she's
one
in,
I'll
I
get
think,
back and find and
yeah.
start that email.
I think she's in Belgium, but like what's really, because I talked to Angel Realm yesterday real quick. Haven't talked to her in a while, and I'm like, hey, what, you
It's
know,
funny
how
you talked to
goes
her yesterday. I was literally just thinking about her.
I go, how goes the battle? She goes, the same, nothing changes. Like it's just so much nonsense, and you know, things change ever so slowly, but the one thing that remains the same is what Pat mentioned, is that, you know, the plebs, us, but we'll continue to feel the boot ever so slowly, And you know, the masses will say, well, that's just the way it is. And you know, it's just the way it'll be, because you know, we still we start this whole process at 5 years old and into kindergarten and grooming society for what we need, and that's what we get. So
Yeah.
that's
Oh,
it from
and
you
next
guys.
week, also, guys, we've got another one. We'll have an interesting one coming up as well for
That's
a
gonna be.
evening episode. I think it's going to be fantastic, actually. Looking forward to talking to this guy here. It's somebody who's done a couple documentaries, and I'll leave it at that. So I think you guys will enjoy that one as well. But yeah, man, email, guys, email,
That's it, guys. Just get out there. And I don't know if you got
Hell
anything out. Is that it for you and Kurt?
no,
Is that
I
it?
got nothing else, man.
All right. That's Pat's closing email. So yeah, guys, don't forget, get over to Awaken Dash Attire, you know, grab a t-shirt, sweatshirt, let people know you're not one of these zombies and you actually are capable of critical thought. With that, don't take Pat's word for it. Absolutely, do not take my word for it. Do your own research, come to your own conclusions and your own truth. Remember, guys, freedom starts at home and from within. Laters.